Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. It is Steve Boyle and it's Greg O'Connor, and we are live at Calvin College, and it's Van Noort Arena.
Van Noort.
I couldn't get it memorized even once. So we're ready for a Class B state basketball semifinals here. The Michigan Center girls, the Northwest Mountie girls, and we're just about 15 minutes away from game time. Our coverage today brought to you by Northwest Community Schools on board to support their girls, along with Advanced Fluid Technologies, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Able Heating and Cooling, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Hankard Hills Golf Course, County National Bank, American Title Company, Griswold and Dalton Carpet One, Avery Oil and Propane, Schaefer Ready Mix, Michigan Center Schools, ERA Reardon Realty, XL Staffing, Top Line Apparel, Amazing Auto, Susie Molman, Sprout Realty Professionals, who says go Mounties, Corrigan Oil Express Stops by BP and Marathon, Craft Agency, OmniSource, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, and Denny's. Greg.
Airport Road.
Yeah, glad to be out with you today and looking forward to a good one.
I think this is Van Noort Arena. We parked in Hastings.
Is that where?
That was a long walk to get.
It was a hike.
Wow.
A lot of stairs, too, to get down to the floor.
But a beautiful, beautiful facility, and this is really, they seat about 5,000. Looks, everything's brand. You could eat off the floors here.
Yeah.
This place is amazing at Calvin College. And they seat 5,000 is perfect for this girls' semifinal. We watched a little bit of the East Lansing game. As we arrived here, I'll tell you, East Lansing won, so they'll play for state championship tomorrow for Rob Smith at 26-0. And again, perfect for the semis and the finals here. This facility, this setting is ideal.
Yeah, it's just about perfect. We passed the fan buses on the way up here, so that was fun. Both teams brought a really strong contingent. It's a whiteout for the Northwest fans and a redout here for the Cardinals. So you can see a split right down the middle, red and white, and they're going to be loud today, no doubt, cheering on these two teams. Ready to go. Who you got, Greg? Picking one?
No.
I think it's tough to pick.
Usually we can pick them, but
yeah,
not today. And I know Michigan Center has really played well. In the districts, they beat Jonesville 48-30. Onstead 48-39, and they had two tough regional opponents. They beat Henry Ford 57-41 and New Boston Huron 49-36, and then Harper Woods Chandler Park, that's a charter school, 63-49 after trailing 17-10. Well, they are playing well.
Yeah, it was almost, we got the update on the scores. We were out at Marshall for that game with Northwest, and we're getting score updates on that Michigan Center game, and they were trailing early, and then the next score we got in almost unbelievable because they were up big.
Yeah, they had a big second quarter. Northwest beat Western 65-35, and Eaton Rapids in the districts, and that was a little closer than anybody expected, 50-42. In the regionals, it went over Marshall 43-42, Thriller, and they beat Fowlerville 48-43, so they had two tough games in the regional. And then that slugfest that we saw the other night with Hamilton, 42-35.
Yeah, and that one kind of proves, Greg, we know that they're resilient. They were knocked down several times in that game but never knocked out, and they just made enough shots. They did enough defense to win that one, and I think they really won that on the defensive end.
Terrific defense for Northwest. Neither team shot the ball very well, or really, for that matter, played that well, especially offensively. But it was a great defensive performance by the Mounties as we roll to. I'm looking for a clock here. Oh, there it is, right above my head. We're about probably 15 minutes away from the jump up.
Yeah, we're brought to you tonight by Schaefer Ready Mix, quality concrete for Jackson County, concrete tools and supplies to suit any project. Precast septic tanks. They're at 5405 East Michigan Avenue in Jackson. Call 517-629-4800. And also on board, Avery Oil and Propane, family owned and operated for 40 years. Propane, fuel oil, and diesel for residential, commercial, and agricultural uses. Fair prices, fast service, free delivery. That's the Avery Promise, serving Marshall to Dexter, Lansing to the state line. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll be back. We'll maybe take a look at the starting lineups, get things set up. Again, it's Class B state semifinal action, Michigan Center Cardinals and Northwest Mounties on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Greg O'Connor, we're live at Calvin College, ready for Class B state semifinal action. The girls from Northwest and Michigan Center ready to square off here, minutes away from game time. Topline Apparel, one of our sponsors over in Spring Arbor, proud to support girls basketball. Topline Apparel, custom screen printing and embroidery, where you can get all of your apparel needs, from spirit wear to jerseys to work attire and more. Call Randy Greenslade for a free quote at 513-8371. And not to mention Hankard Hills, tomorrow, St. Patty's Day.
And no, they've got, is it really?
It is indeed. And they've got their Irish stew, corned beef, cabbage going on all day. DJ music coming in at 5 o'clock. And
wow.
They want you to call and set your reservation at Hankard Hills Golf Course, 769-9156. Greg, who do we got starting it up for the ladies tonight?
I was just thinking, you don't need any excuse for a party out at Hankard Hills.
Yeah.
Hey, some earlier action today, Steve. The Class A semifinals were played at noon and 2 o'clock. Saginaw Heritage goes to 26-1. No problem with Gross Point North, 46-28. And then East Lansing. Beat a pretty athletic Wayne Memorial team, 60-52. I know we got here and East Lansing had about a 8, 9, 10-point lead all the way, really through the fourth quarter. So Wayne never really threatened. I talked to one of the officials here, and East Lansing went into a stall fairly early into the second half. They just held on to the ball, and they have worked their way to the final at 26-0, so they'll go for an unbeaten season state championship for Rob Smith here tomorrow. Yesterday, if you missed it, in the Class C, Detroit Edison beat Pomona Westphalia 50-39, and Ipsy Prep beat Maple City Glen Lake 53-35. They'll play for a title. And in Class D, Chassel over Waterford Our Lady of the Lakes 55-51. Lenawee Christian won a thriller in overtime for Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, 46-44. So tomorrow, 12:15 for the Class A final, and East Lansing will play Saginaw Heritage. That should be quite a game. The Class B final, of course, we'll be back for that tomorrow night at 6:15, if we can find a parking spot. The Class C game is Detroit Edison and Ipsy Prep. They start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the first game of the day is a Class D, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning here with Chassel and Lenawee Christian. So that sets up the rest of the weekend here.
All right. Take a look at the starting lineups here on the pregame for Jackson Northwest. We expect to see Carson Slate and Josie Bontrager in the front court with Michaela Caster. Sydney Schaefer and Ella Bontrager, the two guards for the Mounties, coached by Ryan Carroll. Meanwhile, opposing them, Michigan Center tends to send out Casey Shannon, Elise Tripp, and Shaylin Tripp. That's their front court. And then you toss Mason Shannon and Tegan Haynes in the backcourt.
Well, we saw Northwest the other night in their quarterfinal win. They got some key contributions off the bench.
Yeah.
Steve, a couple key plays. I'm not sure if you even mentioned those girls, but yeah, that's what it takes this time of year. That is one area, I think, where Northwest might have an advantage on center. Center really plays maybe seven.
Yeah.
So they can ill afford foul trouble, and they don't have a lot of depth.
Yeah, and Northwest did go deep in their bench in that game against Hamilton, and they you mentioned the bench contribution, particularly Brooklyn Bevere had a really nice game. She showed out a couple offensive rebounds, and she did a really good job, I thought, of boxing out, keeping bigger players off the boards, and really trying to neutralize that threat from the offensive rebound. So good defensive rebounding defense, something that Northwest, I think we're going to see, is their advantage tonight. Meanwhile, Michigan Center has shown they can score in bursts. Neither one of these teams, Greg, has really lost since back in December.
Yes.
A couple of hot teams.
Center's only lost two. Northwest lost their third game of the year.
Yep.
And just rolled on from there. And to me, the Interstate 8, too, Steve, pretty tough league.
I was thinking the same thing about the Cascades. Grass Lake was a really good team this year. Manchester got themselves into some postseason deep, got kind of deep in the postseason, knocked off that Pittsburgh team that hadn't lost for how many games in a row?
76.
Yeah. So that was a deep conference, too. So, yeah, it's not that they didn't play tough all year long, and that makes those records even more impressive.
Well, let's take a break here. We're still rolling up toward the tip. They're going to tip it just a few minutes late here this afternoon. Greg O'Connor, Steve Boyle here at Calvin College with Michigan Center and Northwest coming up on 970. 101.5 FM, around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Greg O'Connor live at Calvin College, Van Horn Arena, ready for the Class B State Championship at Michigan Center, Cardinal Grove, and the Northwest Mounties. We're brought to you today by Amazing Auto. They do window tint, marine auto. Audio, excuse me, reflex spray-on bed liner, all your automotive accessories, 748-9800, Amazing Auto. We're just getting close to tip here, Greg. Ready to go.
What a crowd. Just a terrific crowd from the greater Jackson area has really filled this arena. I'm going to say about four-fifths.
Yeah,
looks cool. There's a few seats up there in the boonies, but outstanding crowd. We have the Michigan Center band is here.
It looks like
Northwest.
Teams, yeah, prop pet bands.
Oh, they did. Okay,
yeah.
Northwest. I thought somebody just brought a horn.
I was one guy with a horn.
All right. We're getting set for the anthem. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll jump this up. With the Lady Mounties, Lady Cards coming up on 970, 101.5 FM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Greg O'Connor, and we're getting the starting lineup out of the court. Greg, just moments away from tip-off here for the Class B State Semifinals, Michigan Center and Northwest. Thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center being on board for all of our postseason basketball coverage. And Northwest Community Schools, our title sponsor today.
And the starting lineup, Steve. You got them?
Yeah. We're seeing them head out onto the floor now. Michigan Center sends out Casey Shannon. Introduced from the Northwest bench, Carson Slight. Back over to the Northwest side. And we go with Mason Shannon, guard. One of the most important players here on the Michigan Center sideline.
Well, she's really the only senior that really plays much. The rest are sophomores, and they've got a freshman in that starting lineup.
Michaela Castor introduced for Northwest. She's the presence down low. She'll go down there and post up. She's had a nice jump hook a couple times. We saw him against Hamilton. She's got some game down low, tough to stop. Michigan Center introduced Shaylin Tripp. And then on the other side from Northwest, Josie Bontrager. One of two Bontragers in the starting lineup here for Northwest.
Two Shannons, two Bontragers.
And that is Tegan Haynes. Introduced from Michigan Center. Ella Bontrager now for the Northwest Mounties. Senior on the floor along with Michaela Castor. The two seniors that get substantial minutes here for the Mounties. And Elise Tripp for Michigan Center introduced to round out their starting lineup. And the leading scorer for the Mounties introduced, Sydney Schaefer. 17 a game, Greg. Important offensive weapon for the Mounties.
Yeah, she really is the straw that stirs their drink. The Shannons both do the same thing. They can both score well into the 20s. at various times for the Lady Cardinals. Joe Lusk just done a wonderful job. Joe was the assistant for Scott Furman for a number of years and then took over after Scott's untimely passing. And Ryan Carroll, he's done a terrific job also at Northwest. They're two winning programs. That's what you love to see about this.
Yeah.
And we are underway, and Cardinals had it, lost it, and they get it at midcourt. Haynes on the drive, Shannon. Trip inside, a knock away, and saved by the Mounties. They might throw it away, and they do. They tried to throw it the length of the floor too far, and the Cards come back.
Good job to create the turnover there by the Mounties, but it was a scramble to try and get it, and they in the scramble, they turn it back over.
Here's a drive to the bucket, a block, and a foul on Bontrager.
Yeah, on that play, Greg, they get gets a step. Shaylin Tripp gets a step on Bontrager. She just got her just enough to get her to the line.
That looked like
the shot.
Pretty good block. Free throw no good. Good drive to the bucket by Shaylin Tripp. And she's trying to break the scoreless tie here. Just underway on WKHM. Free throw, no good. Missed them both.
Schaefer with the board on that. Reaching at a near steal on the way up the floor by Shannon.
Northwest first trip down. Ella Bontrager out at the point. Back door to Schaefer. She bobbles it and has it stolen by the Cardinals again. Quick hands, get a layup, and missed it. Heavy put back, no, and a block by Schaefer. Bontrager to Bontrager, a three, good. Ella Bontrager.
Great step back triple, Greg. Impressive move to get it started here, 3-0 for Northwest.
Drive by Haynes, loose ball picked up by Shannon. And Shannon, a runner, bad shot. Great defense, backcourt foul on center. Well, you don't want to take a foul back there.
Yeah, Bontrager got the rebound, and Shannon just, you see it all the time. Maybe it was something she missed, maybe not, but reached in on the ball, the person, the rebounder.
Mason Shannon, very needless foul there. And Northwest with the lead in the ball. Both teams off to a nervous start here.
I think that looks
back
clear.
Door. They get an open look for three. Good! Bontrager again out of the corner. 6-0.
Virtually the same spot on that first shot, Greg. She's comfortable over there.
Here's a drive. Oh, my goodness. Tegan Haynes threw one up over her head. Off the glass.
Tough shot, Greg. Great covers the whole way.
6-2. Schaefer at the point. Open Bontrager. No. Should have followed that shot. She would have had a rebound. And center runs with it. And miss a layup, but a foul. And that's on Ella Bontrager. And that will send Mason Shannon to the line. Boy, center really wants to run with it, and
they're going to the basket with every possession, Greg.
Free throw good. Problem being they missed two layups, had one block, and missed two free throws.
But now they're getting themselves to the stripe, and we'll see what the foul count looks like a little later on.
That one's short. Ball out of bounds, and it will stay with Michigan center. Tipped out by Josie Bontrager, the 5'10 sophomore. Center looking. Boy, they didn't get it in. Stolen by Schaefer. She'll go coast to coast. No, and a foul on a block.
Nice job by Schaefer to lean in and create that contact, force him to foul. So even if she misses, she's got a pair at the stripe.
Casey Shannon on the foul. And Sydney Schaefer at the line. Knocks it down. 7-3 Lady Mounties. Played 2.5 here in the first from Calvin College. First half of a B semi doubleheader. Second is good.
Schaefer struggled the line a little bit in that game against Hamilton, so she's probably happy to get off to a quick start with a couple from the line.
Absolutely. Tegan Haynes out between the circles, dribble drive and a kickoff into the lane. A little short jumper, won't go. Hung on the rim, great rebound, and another one short. And this time Bontrager up with it. That's Ella down the middle on the bounce, hands to Josie. Dribble drive, kickoff. And Schaefer stole the pass for Bontrager.
She was looking for another one of those triples out of the corner.
And a long one. No, short. That'll be chased down by her sister.
It's one of those threes, Greg. You can tell she wanted it just to check how hot she really was.
Got it to Carson Slight. Her pass intercepted again. Bad decision on the pass, but Northwest catches a break as Michigan Center stole the ball but stepped on the line.
Baseline inbound by Bontrager goes to, first time we've seen him get it down low to Caster.
Caster missed the short shot. She really got trapped underneath the basket. And the Lady Cards right to the hole. No. Boy, not very good shooting around the basket. They're just kind of throwing them off. And here's, this will be a foul on a block on Shaylin Tripp as Sydney Schaefer took the ball to the basket and, again, Steve forced that contact.
Yeah, she does a good job of getting down there, down low, where you have no choice. She's going to have an easy layup or you might have to commit a foul.
Free throw, good.
Three for three for Schaefer from the line here early going. 4:23 to go first quarter, 9-3 Northwest lead.
Caster to the bench, free throw good. Brooklyn Bevere. She made some big plays the other night in the Hamilton win. Here's Shannon on a dribble drive. Good defense by Slate. And they run up, block. Whistle, held ball, I believe it is. Arrow, Northwest. They lead 10-3, and Michigan Center is just a nightmare on offense here.
They continue to penetrate, Greg, or attempt to penetrate. They do have some shooters lined up behind the line that are going to be open if that's something they want to do. I don't know, you know, we don't see Coach Lust's game plan, but might not be a bad idea to start dishing out to those open shooters.
Schaefer, here's the kickoff. And no shot and a reload. And Schaefer has her pocket picked. Shannon blocked by Schaefer. And they call a foul. Schaefer, wow. A lot of contact there with Schaefer and Casey Shannon.
It's fun to see these two battling. And Schaefer's going to face pressure on the when she's handling the ball all night. Michigan Center's already created a couple turnovers that way. They just got to start turning them into points.
And she knocks that one in. Breaks a drought here for Center. It's 10-4. 3:46 to go in the quarter. Missed that one. Rebound Sydney Schaefer. Ella Bontrager. Drives right to the baseline underneath. They kick it out. And a three. Josie Bontrager with the triple. 13-4 Northwest.
The Bontragers have definitely found the range here in the first quarter.
Extra pass, Steve, every time. Here's Haynes, Shannon. Great defense, lost it. Tried to put up a very ill-advised shot. Here comes Schaefer to the top. Stops and pops. No. Rebound, loose on the floor, and the Cards pick it up.
Nice little fadeaway from the elbow for Schaefer. Just missed the shot, but a good look.
Elise Tripp all the way and missed the bunny. Schaefer the rebound. Length of the floor. Ella Bontrager a three way short.
She's missed her last two, Greg, and I think she kind of forced that one up a little quick.
And Shannon threw it away. They are dog-tired center. And Bontrager missed it. Boy, some just bad shots going up here. Both teams, and here's a bad foul on Northwest. Brooklyn Bevere. Little bump. But the two Shannons are gassed, Steve.
Yeah, it looks clear, and it's been such an up-and-down pace, especially this last minute and a half or so. Turnovers, missed shots quickly, and they needed this timeout for a quick break.
And we'll take a break. We'll be back in a minute. 970, 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Game tonight brought to you by Northwest Community Schools, Christopher Toppin Collision Center. 13-4, 2:31 to go first quarter, Greg.
Northwest up 9. Cards have the ball, and man, have they struggled. They've got some looks around the basket, but to be frank about it, most of the shots haven't been close, even the ones down low.
When they're getting down that low, Greg, they are getting contested. I mean, Northwest, again, tremendous defense up to this point in the game.
Inbound into the corner. Get it down for a layup. No, and a foul. Mikayla Castor. And that will send Shaylin Tripp. She is a freshman to the free throw line.
Five team fouls against the Mounties here in the first.
And she drills it. First point in a while here for the Lady Cards. Missed that one. Bunch of misses at the line here for Michigan Center.
Rebounded by Slight. Gets it up to Bontrager to set up the offense.
Bontrager dribbled it right off her foot. Somebody's foot, I guess the Cardinals. And Northwest will keep it. Real quick break for Sydney Schaefer. She's back, yeah. Slate to Schaefer. Gets a pick. Slate around the horn. Inside. Good pass. Defense there. Good no shot. Wide open look on the baseline. Good. Taryn Hender shot. The crafty left-hander. Great passing that time by the Mounties, and they're up 10. Here's another wild drive to the basket. Attempted shot by Tegan Haynes. That was blocked out of bounds. 1:37 to go here in the first from Calvin College.
Cardinals continue to try to penetrate on every possession.
Shannon drives and scores off the window. Wow, she got knocked for a somersault. No whistle.
Got it to go, though.
Big bucket, 15-7. And here's an open look inside. Schaefer, not very big, but somehow she gets her fair share of rebounds. She misses. Another one, brick. And the Cards come up with it.
Three chances for Northwest on that one. The Cardinals have to box out. They got away with one there.
Long one, Casey Shannon. No standing rebound, Schaefer. She's two on two around the defense. Scores! Sydney Schaefer, 17-7, Northwest.
It's her first field goal, but she's got 6 points tonight, Greg.
45 seconds left here in the first. There's a drive. Beautiful drive by Tegan Haynes off the glass. So two in a row for our Michigan Center, 30 seconds left. Let's see if Northwest will run this down for a final shot. Morgan Hanchett in the lineup. Oh, here's a, wow, a bad shot. This goes out of bounds and it will go to Michigan Center. What in the world could you be thinking there?
Yeah, a little errant shot and knocked out of bounds and ends up going off of.
Unless that was a pass, but it looked like a shot to me.
15 seconds.
Tegan Haynes. She's played pretty well here in the quarter for center, and she's got it with five quick. Fakes right, goes left. Shannon drives in the corner, and they don't get a shot away.
It's almost a case where they're maybe trying to be a little too unselfish, Greg. Somebody needed to take that shot.
17-9 Northwest after one. 970, 101.5 FM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Greg O'Connor live from Van Nord Arena here at Calvin College.
N-O-O-R-D, Nord, Van Nord Arena. But I think we parked in Munich.
Yeah, it was a hike.
I may call a cab to try to find that van.
That ever-elusive golf cart you were hoping to find.
If that van has any tread left on the tires the way you drive, Steve. I didn't know that van could go triple digits like that.
Well, I think the management's listening, Greg. Maybe want to keep that on the down low.
Ella Bontrager, 8 points. Sydney Schaefer, six. Leading the way for Northwest here. Not much happening for center, Steve.
Yeah, Greg, 2 out of 10 shooting from 2-point field goals, and they missed their lone 3-point attempt, but
wow.
It's not a good night
no.
to get started here.
And they hit two, well, I think they hit their last two.
Yeah.
I think they actually missed a shot on our official sheet
here. I think
here.
They had, yeah.
Cards with the ball. They're down 17-9. Here's a long triple try. No. Rebound. Northwest. Good job by Josie Bontrager to keep that alive. And the Mounties came out with it. They go to Hanchett, the baseline. She tried to drop it back. Steps out of bounds. Wasted possession for Northwest.
Dribbled in too deep and got caught up on the baseline. She stepped on the line, but she was going to throw it away anyway, it looked like. So
after this tilt, Beverly Hills, Birmingham, West Bloomfield Country Day School against Kingsley.
That's a lot of names there for that one school.
I could give them a few more. Inside, nice move, and a bucket. Morgan Morris off the bench for Joe Lusk. 17-11 with Schaefer. They're out of bounds again.
Hanchett running the baseline, but she's not quite walking the tight wire down there. Stepped out now twice.
Giving a bad pass, really, Steve.
Yeah, she was.
Forced that.
She was open, I guess, but running away from the basket.
Yeah, I can't blame her. 17-11. And Haynes drives and a kickoff for three. No. Rebound. Schaefer just out-muscles Haynes.
Schaefer takes off after she's got it all the way. Coast to coast. Drops off to Caster.
Oh, Caster missed a bunny. Got the rebound. Out of bounds. It was tipped by Mason Shannon, and Northwest will keep it. That was a great pass by Sydney Schaefer that should have been cashed in there. Caster a little too hard with the lay-in. Get it out, Josie Bontrager, little 10-footer, good. Oh, she gets there, money for the sophomore. 19-11. 6:10 to go here in the first half. WKHM. 101.5 FM, WKHM.com. Here's the freshman right to the hole, and she knocks it in. Shaylin Tripp. Good drive. Little head fake to the right and spun to the left. Schaefer now. Her shot is blocked. Lady Cards come up with it. Here's Shannon. All the way. Up and no.
Great hands on that by Ella Bontrager to get back and disrupt that layup.
And Schaefer. Got it. On the finger roll. Schaefer fooled me. I thought she was going to pull up about a 10-footer. Get it inside. Freshman bricks it off the window. And a run out here. Bontrager drives to the baseline underneath. And a little foul call here on the Lady Cards. .5:12 to go here in the quarter. Bontrager. Schaefer a three, no short. Put back, good. Josie Bontrager again.
How'd she find herself so all alone for that offensive rebound of putback?
There was no red uniform close to her there. Lead back up to 10 for the Lady Mounties. And here's Tegan Haynes. Dropped it. We get a timeout here for Joe Lusk. He doesn't like the way this is developing. Let's take a quick break. 30 break. Mounties by 10, 23-13 on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Stephen Boyle, GOC. Here at beautiful Calvin College. This is quite a campus.
Yeah, it was beautiful right from when we walked in, Greg. We go past the indoor tennis courts and the indoor track and got ourselves into that nice hospitality suite. It was just it's a really nice place.
Well, Joe Lusk up and wanted a timeout. Saw his team fight back to within six. Now they're back down by 10 again. 23-13, and both Casey Shannon, Mason Shannon, they are the leaders of this team, and the leading scorers have really been shut out by Northwest.
Yeah, largely neutralized. Mason's got 1 point from the free throw line, and Casey's got three. She made one field goal, but has largely been ineffective.
Long triple, no. Bontrager dropped the ball. A lot of contact there. She thought she got hit. No call. Spin move. And a reload here for Casey Shannon. Down the lane. Kicks it off her shot in the corner. No. Josie Bontrager, the rebound, and here comes Schaefer down the middle.
Set up a good look there for her teammate on the Michigan center end, just not knocking down shots right now.
Halfway through the second quarter. Schaefer drops the handoff around the back with the dribble, goes the other way to Carson Slate. Picks up her dribble. Great pass to Schaefer. She scored!
Tremendous back cut by Sydney Schaefer. Just the layup drill there with a nice pass.
Great look by Slate. Back cut by Schaefer, and she was wide open. And that's her biggest lead, 12. Here's a long three. No. Josie Bontrager, another rebound, gets it to Ella. The senior, a kickoff, long three, no. Bontrager, the rebound. And a dribble drive, great pass inside, knock away by Shannon. Mason Shannon saved a layup, now she goes the other way, good. Big bucket for the Cardinals. What a turnaround that was.
Head of steam on that one. She went coast to coast, and there never for a moment looked like she wasn't going to take it to the hoop.
Four-point swing there. That would look like a layup for the Mounties. Bontrager, dribble, drive, scoops, and scores. Boy, the Bontrager's really playing well. And we have a timeout following that bucket. Lady Mounties back up by a dozen. Full timeout here at Calvin College. Northwest 27, Michigan Center 15. And we're back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back at Calvin College with Steve Boyle, GOC. 2:45 till halftime. here at Calvin College with a huge Jackson audience here. Great representation from both communities and schools. There's a, is that a turn? It is another turnover for Michigan Center. That was
not what
Tegan,
they,
Tegan Haynes.
Not what they drew up in the timeout, I'm sure, Greg.
No. Dribble way under the basket, trapped, and threw it away. And Sydney Schaefer down low. They drop the pass, and here comes Michigan Center. All the way, no, and a foul. That's on Bontrager, and that's at least two on her. Got to try to stop the ball before it gets down that low. She ran the whole length of the floor, and nobody looked to really stop the basketball. Free throw good by Tegan Haynes, the sophomore. Knocks it in.
She's got five for Michigan Center.
Bontrager out with the two fouls. Michaela Castor back in for Ryan Carroll. That free throw no good. Another rebound, Bontrager. And they throw it away.
Out ahead of
Bevere. And here's a bucket and foul.
Casey Shannon took it in, got the bump, made the shot off the high glass. She'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Maybe that'll get her going. Big bucket there. That cuts it under 10. 27-18 on the runout again. They missed it. Put back. No. Another one. Good.
Shannon comes in and gets her own rebound and the put back.
Four-point play. Big one. 27-20. Sydney Schaefer down in the corner. Josie Bontrager. Bad pass again. And Cards may get a layup out of there. Oh, they kick it away.
A little too much.
Morgan Morris.
A little too much speed on that, Greg. Lost control as she went to go up with it. Goes out of bounds, and Northwest dodged one there. They keep their seven-point lead.
Here comes Schaefer. 1:25 till halftime. Northwest by seven. They've led all the way, 27-20. But Center has scored the last four. Where in the world could that pass have possibly been going? They got Northwest caught a break as that was tipped out by the Cardinals.
And Tegan Haynes is just all over the defensive end now, Greg. She's got about three or four steals already in the game. She was looking for one on that play.
Three-pointer by Schaefer, no. And Michigan Center, dribble drive, good. Morgan Morris, 27-22, six in a row for the Lady Cards.
Pretty pull-up jumper on the baseline there for Morris. About 10 foot.
Schaefer all the way, good. 29-22. Haynes right back between the circles. 30 seconds. Shannon a three. High arc. No. Schaefer the rebound. Little change of pace. Kickoff for a jumper on the wing. Good. Michaela Castor hit it.
Great rhythm for Castor, and she hit that one. Pretty release. Nice shot.
5 seconds. Here's Haynes. Shannon, a long three. No. And that's out of bounds at the buzzer. A couple big late buckets for Northwest. And they take a 31-22 lead at halftime. Lady Cards made a little run there with Ella Bontrager on the bench. She had two fouls. She went out with 2:45 to go in the half. They made a nice little run, 6 points. But they kind of gave it right back there in the last minute, Steve.
Yeah. Michigan Center has I don't know. This has been a really, I describe it as an uneven game for them. At times it looks like they know what they're doing and they're making something happen, and then other times they'll go down, create a turnover that didn't need to happen. And so uneven, up and down kind of game for the Cardinals, but they're close enough. They're right around where they need to be in striking distance in the second half. And we'll be back with more of that. Our coverage brought to you by Schaefer Ready Mix. Quality concrete for Jackson County. Concrete tools and supplies to suit any project. Precast septic tanks located at 5405 East Michigan Avenue in Jackson. 517-629-4800. Schaefer Ready Mix, along with Avery Oil and Propane. Thank you to them being on board tonight. Family owned and operated. 40 years. Propane, fuel oil, and diesel for residential, commercial, and agricultural uses. Fair prices, fast service, free delivery. That's the Avery promise. From Marshall to Dexter, Lansing to the state line. Take a 3-minute break here on the half. We'll come back and look at the numbers. Get things set up for the second half. 31-22, Northwest Lees Michigan Center on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Game brought to you by Top Line Apparel in Spring Arbor. Proud to support girls basketball. Top Line Apparel, custom screen printing and embroidery, where you can get all of your apparel needs, spirit wear to jerseys to work attire and more. Call Randy Greenslade for a free quote at 513-8371.
First half, Sydney Schaefer, no surprise, with a dozen points to lead the way for Northwest. The Shannon sisters have really been not totally held in check, but Casey Shannon did hit a couple buckets late, and she finished with seven. But Mason Shannon, just 3 points.
Yeah,
they got to get more out of her.
I felt like they started to get in a little bit of rhythm late in the half, Greg, and I think Casey in particular started to kind of ramp up her effort, or I don't know if it's effort's the word, but they did seem to find a little bit of rhythm real late. Noteworthy, I think, for Schaefer is also 8 boards.
So, yeah.
She's getting it done for sure tonight, and on a game like tonight, your best players need to have their best game, and Northwest has definitely done that, and I think Michigan Center has lagged behind in that respect.
Yeah, Northwest has out-rebounded Center 25-15, and Josie Bontrager with 7 big points and 8 rebounds. What a solid half for the sophomore.
Yes, I was surprised to see that Schaefer had as many boards as Bontrager, because it seemed like every time something came off the rim, there's Josie Bontrager to grab it. She's having a fantastic game so far tonight.
She's just one of those players. Schaefer, the ball somehow finds her out there.
She always seems to know right where it's going to go. She's been great off the dribble. She's got a couple of assists under her belt, too. Matter of fact, she's matched the assist total for all of Michigan Center, and I think that can point out why they're struggling to score, Greg, is it's a lot of one-on-one dribble drive and not a lot of, you said it over and over, make the extra pass.
Yeah, Michigan Center would be right in the game. They're 4 of 11 at the free throw line, and Northwest is 4 for 4 at the line. So Michigan Center gave up some opportunities at that charity stripe. Let's take a 3 break. We'll be back. Teams will be heading back out here. Again, we're at the half at Calvin College. Lady Mounties 31, Lady Cards 22 on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hankert Hills on board for the broadcast tonight. Looking forward to St. Patrick's Day tomorrow all day. Irish stew, corned beef casserole, DJ music starting at 5 o'clock. Call for your reservation at Hankert Hills Golf Course, 769-9156.
What do you think's in that corned beef casserole?
Hopefully corned beef. Beyond that, it's your guess is as good as mine.
Oh.
minute and a half until about second half tip-off, Greg. Or?
Two teams back out, getting those tune-up tosses in here. And one of them will be back tomorrow at 6:15 for the championship game against Country Day School or Kingsley. Kingsley 26-0. Country Day is, what they are. 20-4, four losses, but a couple of those losses are to teams that are still playing.
Yeah, they have a tough schedule that they played through. And
Saginaw Heritage is one of them, and they'll play for the A title here tomorrow, and Detroit Edison will play for the Class C state title. Those were two of the teams that beat Country Day, and they're always good. And you know, they're like Coach K. They get the best players. It doesn't make any difference how much you pay for them. So, you know.
Well, Greg, I think Michigan Center wants to get into it here in the second half. They can. They got to shoot better. Obviously, that's almost too easy. They're going to have to rebound better. Out-rebounded throughout that first half. They're going to need to work on that, and that's boxing out Josie Bontrager and Sydney Schaefer.
Well, you get down certainly plenty of time, and 9 points is nothing.
Right.
But you can't have all these empty possessions, Steve.
Exactly.
And I think Northwest has done a better job of that.
And Cardinals looking like they're coming out with full court pressure right off the bat here in the second half.
They get it into Bontrager. She's checked by Shannon. And we are underway, first trip. And a three, Bontrager, way short. Put back is good. Put back by Carson Slate.
It's her first bucket of the night, first points for Slate. Second chance points, and again, the box, Michigan Center's got to get those rebounds.
Long three, no. Sydney Schaefer, another rebound. She's had 9 rebounds down the middle. And outside, it's Carson Slate. Inside for a layup. Michaela Kasker. Great look by Slate. And Northwest back up by 13.
Quick 4-0 run to start the second half.
35-22. Cards have the freshman spin move. Nice shot. Rolls, won't go. Rebound, Ella Bontrager. Into the front court. Had it knocked away, but it's picked up by Schaefer. They miss a layup. And a foul on center. Wow. Kasker had a wide open layup and missed it short. And then a foul on Michigan Center going after the rebound.
Kayla Kasker has been the beneficiary of several very nice passes tonight. Missed on that one.
Bontrager looking in trouble. Slips it in. They missed the shot inside. That was Kasker again. Right under the basket.
Cardinals get the rebound this time. Clear it out.
And Shannon throws it away. Knocked away by Kasker. Picked up by Bontrager to Bontrager. Up and got it. Little Euro step around the defense.
I thought I saw the official make a traveling signal with his hands, but he didn't blow the whistle.
He must have said no. 15-point lead, Northwest. Loose ball again. Cardinals turn it over. Here comes Schaefer. All the way. Forced it up. Bad shot, but she'll get a bailout whistle. She just drove right into four players.
Get bailed out on the call. She's over the line where she's 4 for 4.
Two shots. Biggest lead for Northwest, 37-22. And they've scored the first 7 here in the quarter. As Schaefer hits that free throw, and she's 5 of 5. Missed that short. I think Schaefer got the foul going after the rebound.
It's 2 on Sydney. Sydney Schaefer, her second foul. No one really in foul trouble up to this point, Greg.
Well, 2 gets you 3. Timeout for Joe Lusk. And let's take a break. 38-22 Northwest. And we're back in a minute on WKHL.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Our game brought to you tonight by Amazing Auto, Window Tint, Remote Car Starters, Tonneau Covers, Marine Audio, Reflex Spray-On Bedliner, all your automotive accessories. Amazing Auto, 748-9800.
Do they have Uber service?
Well, they
get to that van? I'm worried about making it back out there, Steve.
We'll make sure you get in the van. We got to get you back out here tomorrow.
That's right. Lady Cards. Boy, they needed a good start here in the third, and it's 7-0 Northwest right now. And Estelle Schaefer, she got bumped. She dives for it. Takes a time. What a play by Schaefer. She dove full out, got the basketball, signaled for a timeout, a 30 to keep the possession. What hustle by Schaefer.
Yeah, great knockaway and a lot of contact there, but they've been kind of letting that stuff go all night, and then she goes down.
And she made the steals.
Yeah, she made the steal. She gets it herself and a heady call to take the timeout and keep the possession for the Mounties.
She's been a star tonight for Northwest. Hey, Michigan State basketball coming up against Bucknell on ESPN 101.9 FM. Tonight that's a 7:10 tip. And tomorrow night it's Michigan and Houston. And I believe you said 9:15?
9:15 for the pregame.
For the pre, okay.
I think the schedule tip 9:45, but who knows.
Late tip for that tilt. 38-22 here, and a takeaway here for Haynes, who drives all the way. Block! But a foul. She'll shoot two.
Josie, I don't know. Bontrager chased the play down, commits the foul on the block shot. Little body contact. That's her second.
So both Bontragers have two, so does Schaefer. There's a lot of time to go here. Free throw, no good. Nightmare at the line here. 4 of 12 for the Lady Cards. Tegan Haynes, the sophomore, knocks that one in. First point of the quarter.
Tegan Haynes with 6 tonight.
Ella Bontrager almost lost it. That could have been a double dribble. Here's Schaefer. Driving and scoring, slicing through the defense.
Sydney Schaefer has really been able to find a seam. That's her last 5 buckets were on good drives like that, Greg.
She is slippery. That's got to be a travel. Boy, a rough night for Mason Shannon, the senior. She has really struggled. In for the Mounties is Taryn Hendershot. And here's Bontrager to Bontrager. A 3. No. Loose ball in the corner. And that hits the end line out of bounds. Will go back to the Lady Cards.
Josie Bontrager came out and hit her first 2 3-point attempts of the night, Greg, but has
Ella.
Gone 0 for 4 since. Oh, yeah, Ella, excuse me. 0 for 4 since from beyond the arc.
Yeah, you just don't need that. I mean, you got the lead of 17. No need to rush any of these possessions. Now, the Cards may need some 3-point shots here, and they have hit nothing. Here's a long 3, way short. And that is saved, but it's saved to Bontrager. She's hacked. Ball out of bounds. That was probably should have been a foul, but it will stay with Northwest. Let's say good no foul because Northwest got the ball.
Just keeps the possession. Center's really aggressive here on the ball handlers. They've got to get stops. At this point, trailing by 17.
And it's Schaefer working on Tegan Haynes. A pick. Very sloppy bounce pass. That's knocked away. Stolen by center. And here comes Haynes again. Takes it right down under the basket. Bad area there. Can't score from there. Here's Shannon. High arc. Good. Mason Shannon gets a triple.
Something to maybe get Shannon going.
Bontrager. Here's an open look. In and out. Rebound. Oh, that's three on Josie Bontrager. Three team fouls. That was Hendershot, who missed that last shot, but she had a good look. She was wide open from the free throw line extended and couldn't knock it down. Three to go here in the third. Lead 14. Great pass inside, layup, no, and a foul. And I think that's on Hendershot, the 5'4 senior.
On Hendershot. That's 14 fouls on the Mounties.
Shaylin Tripp, the freshman, at the line. And she back rims it.
Free throw line struggles continue for the Cardinals. They're leaving a lot of points on the table, and they need everyone they can get, trailing by 14.
Unofficial 5 of 14.
Second one goes.
Made that one. Lead down to 13. 9 at halftime. Schaefer. Not a good foul by Haynes. Got right in her grill, 40 feet away from the basket. Inbounder with Carson Slate to Schaefer. Down the sideline, there's a block on Haynes. She got around Haynes, and Haynes just kind of hip-checked her toward the sideline.
Haynes is really trying to pressure Schaefer right now, and I can't blame him wanting to get the ball out of her hands.
She drives, turns it over. And here come the Lady Cards. Right down the middle. Shot up and no. Big miss there. And here comes Schaefer. 3-on-2. Bounce pass is dropped and lost out of bounds by Bevere. Looked like they would have a layup. That pass is a little bit behind her. Turnover back to Mish Center. 2:25 left in the third. Haynes again, she's done a lot ball handling and dribbling out at the top. And there's one, a brick off the window by Elise Tripp. And Northwest offensive. Northwest just totally out of control. Goodness. You got the lead of 13. There is no reason. It's not like the clock's running out on you.
Yeah. Yeah, both teams are really continue to just penetrate and toss it up there.
But a lot of times, Steve, they're not even shots. They're just throwing the ball at the basket.
Sure.
Elise Tripp. Mason Shannon back in with Casey Shannon. Steele Schaefer, but she lost it. Shannon, a high arcing three. Good.
She's got that Joe Dumars.
Goodness.
The Joe Dumars shot angle.
That was a rainmaker. 40-30.
Huge shot there by Mason Shannon.
Schaefer drives, lost it. Put back on a loose ball. Won't go, but a foul call. And Brooklyn Bevere will go to the free throw line. That again, not a good possession.
It's four fouls now, Greg, on Tripp. Shaylin. A lot of basketball to play.
Free throw good by Bevere. She is a sophomore. There are not many seniors out here playing. for either one of these teams. And missed that. Rebound. Oh, foul call or travel call on Henry's shot.
I think that's actually, Greg, oh, no, you're right. Hendricks shot, dragging her foot on the outlet pass there, trying to get back out of the lane.
Comes Haynes down the middle. Free throw line. Shannon's hot. She's over there wide open in the corner. They throw it away. Goodness. There's a foul, no call. Schaefer. Drives in a kickoff.
You have to check the numbers, Greg. I think Mason Shannon's been in for every minute of this game, and you can kind of see she looks tired, but she's got her shot going now, and they need to find her because they need to score in bunches.
Bad pass, intercepted again. Game's really gotten sloppy. And Schaefer comes down, steals. Great anticipation. And she drives and runs right over the defender. They call a block, and Schaefer got a break there. That would have been her third.
Yeah, I think they'll respectfully disagree with who was. I think she was a little out of control. Schaefer will inbound now. 16 fouls against the Cardinals.
Here's a three. No. Schaefer had it, lost it. Here comes Shannon. She's hit two bombs here in the quarter. Get them back in. They're down 11. Here's one. No. Rebound. And that will stay with center.
Casey Shannon missing the three-pointer on that trip. But it got a good look at it.
Ryan Carroll trying to get through the quarter with the Bontragers both on the bench. They've been there for a couple minutes. We're down to about 25 seconds. Here's a steal again by Schaefer. Are you kidding me? All the way, runs it up, good!
Schaefer's got five in the quarter.
Almost got that one. And a travel, she forced a walk.
Playing those passing lanes aggressively, Schaefer's got a couple steals here in the last couple minutes, and now the Bontragers will get up off the bench.
13 seconds left. Comes Bontrager. Looking for a last shot here. With 7, 6, 5, Bontrager. All the way! Missed the layup. Wow. The Red Sea parted there. And Bontrager went all the way to the basket. No one there. And she kind of short-armed it. 43-30. Lady Mountie's 13-point lead after three. Back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Our game tonight brought to you by Top Line Apparel in Spring Arbor. Proud to support girls basketball on the radio. Top Line Apparel, custom screen printing and embroidery where you can get all of your apparel needs. Spirit wear to jerseys, work attire, and more. Call Randy Greenslade for a free quote at 513-8371. And Sydney Schaefer leading the way, Greg. She's got 17 points, 9 rebounds, 6 steals.
Great line. Foul on Bontrager and a little bump on Ella. That's her third. So a little bit of foul difficulty here for Northwest as we start the fourth. They didn't need that. Foul right away. They kick it out. Open three out of the corner. No.
Got the side of the backboard on that blink.
There's a backcourt foul on Casey Shannon. As she tried to knock it away from Schaefer.
One statistic the Cardinals do have in their favor, Greg, they've got 13 steals tonight. But in the last probably 3 minutes of that quarter, they started getting called for a lot of those reach-ins.
Schaefer to the free throw line. one and a bonus. And rolls that one in. She's made, I think, all but one tonight. Miss that one. Rebound, steal by the Mounties. And Bontrager on a reload. Boy, center had. Here's a long three. Good! Josie Bontrager from downtown.
Her first points of the half, Greg. She missed a little time there in the third. She picked up her third foul. Back to work as soon as she gets in.
Cards in trouble. They're down 17. Here's a bomb. Good. Just into the game. Brianna Wolben hits a triple. 47-33. Quite a minute here in the fourth quarter. Winner will be back here tomorrow night. Noah Bontrager at the point. To Schaefer. Free throw line. Throws it away. And the Lady Cards down 14 into the front court. Haynes drives. Kickoff for three. Good! Another one. Morgan Morris.
All of a sudden, the Cardinals getting hot from beyond the arc.
47-36. Bontrager fell down. She'll be tied up. See if we have a hell ball, foul, what? The officials are talking about it. I think it should have been a hell ball.
That's the call I would make.
But we will see.
They're calling a kick.
They're calling a kick ball.
She was backing her way down the court, Greg, and she kind of lost her footing, fell backwards, and then was trying to kind of retain the ball there between her legs, and Haynes dove on top of her, and apparently it must have got her foot. Casey Shannon with the ball now.
At the top. Drive and kick out. There's a runner. No. Boy, they got in for a shot. Taken away. Long triple. Good again! Are you kidding me? Mason Shannon. 9 straight points very rapidly for Michigan Center. 47-39. Schaefer lost it. Got it back to Bontrager.
Nearly a turnover there, Greg.
5.5 to go. And just a needless three for Northwest. What in the world? And here comes center. Shannon had a three look there for a second. Now she drives. Fakes into the lane and missed it. Got it back. Blocked. That'll be a foul on Josie Bontrager. That's her fourth. Mountie's getting in a peck of trouble here because they had a 17-point lead. And there's no reason to rush things on the other end. And they just continue to throw up shots. Free throw no good by Casey Shannon, the sophomore. Ella Bontrager out.
Well, it looks like they credited that foul to Ella, Greg. She goes out with four. And Josie still has three on the scoreboard.
Well, that's wrong. She made the second. 47-40. Bontrager to Schaefer. Drives right into a double team. And he fires. No. And a breakdown for Shannon. All the way, up and no. Bad shot, offensive foul.
She forced that one, Greg. Probably needed to dribble through and take a little time.
Pretty good defense, Carson Slate there. Yeah, pull it back. Get a good shot. You just hit three triples. 47-40. Big run here for the Lady Cards. Double team. They kick it inside. Layup, no, and a foul. And Taryn Hendershot, the little senior, will go to the line.
Nice cut to get past to get it to her. Down in the trees, she was able to get it up in the air. Draw a foul.
Free throw, brick. Lee's Tripp back, and the freshman, Shaylin Tripp. Back for Joe Loss. Free throw, not even close. Bontrager, the rebound, though. A big one. And kicks it out for Carson Slate, and she hands to Schaefer. The 5'9 junior fell down, got it back.
Somehow it bounced right to her.
Wow, just some sloppy passing to go in the corner. Bontrager's open, drills it! The sophomore hits a triple. Are you kidding? Pretty good look by Schaefer. And Bontrager freed herself out for a long three, nowhere near the three line.
As you said, Greg, extra pass, they passed into the corner, and she had a look, but she made the extra pass, and it was a wide open.
Yeah.
Just academic at that point. Josie Bontrager knocks it down. Let's keep it here during the timeout, and we'll mention Hankered Hills Golf Course one more time. Getting ready for that big St. Patrick's Day party tomorrow, all day long, Irish stew, corned beef, cabbage, DJ music at 5 o'clock, and the party goes all night. Get your reservations in now to Hankered Hills Golf Course, 769-9156. Want to say thank you to Schaefer Ready Mix being on board tonight. Quality concrete for Jackson County. Concrete tools and supplies for any project. Precast septic tanks, 5405 East Michigan Avenue, or call 629-4800.
Big day tomorrow on the radio, and we'll kick it off from the Grand River Brewery tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. We invite you to come on down. Get your St. Patrick started early.
Kegs and eggs.
Tomorrow, 8 to 10, with John Burka and his fine crew from the Grand River Brewery. And then all day, you probably know the schedule.
I don't. I blocked it out. Power Cow is going to be at Duffy's from 5 to 7. They'll be at the Chase Sports Bar, I think, at the same time.
Bellinote.
Bone Island Grill.
Dirty Bird.
I think we got
everywhere.
Everywhere. Lots of fun.
Duffy's, did you say?
Duffy's. Yeah.
North and Waterloo for that classic venue.
Meanwhile, you and I will be back at Van Nord Arena here at Calvin College.
Good Lord willing. 3:50 to go. That was just an enormous shot by Bontrager. The lead is 10. As Haynes out to Shannon, can't hit it. Schaefer the rebound.
She's got three threes in the half, but that one was a big one. Came up just short, rebounded by the Mounties.
Three and a half. And a block call on the freshman, and that puts Schaefer. That, you know, if you foul somebody, you don't want to foul Schaefer.
And that's five.
That will be five on the freshman, Shaylene Tripp, we believe.
And there's the signal from the official scorekeeper. Tripp will go to the bench, five fouls. 4 points on the night.
Another good freshman for the Lady Cards. And right back in is Casey Shannon.
Shannon's got three fouls.
Well, you better use them up. 3 minutes left in the season. Free throw, Schaefer, good. 51-40. That one's in and out. Rebound, Northwest. Great job. And they get it back to Schaefer. Nice rebound. Brooklyn Bevere. And the Mounties maintain. the ball and the lead of 11. 3:10 to go. Clock running out on the Lady Cards. A three out of the corner, no. Put back, no, and a foul.
Tender shot with a huge rebound to give Northwest another possession on the putback. She gets the foul call, goes to the line. That's 10 fouls against Michigan Center, so it's a this foul's on the shot, but they're shooting two the rest of the way.
Knocks it down confidently, and the lead's back at 12. Center cut it to 7. And now it's back at 13, 53-40. 3 minutes left. Haynes at the top. Down the lane, forces, no.
Offensive center, rebound.
Center got the rebound, however, and they get a reload with 2:50. Shannon to Morgan Morris. She's done a nice job off the bench, Morris. A whistle and a foul inside.
7 points off the bench tonight for Morris. And that's the 18th foul against the Mounties. That'll be a 1-1 for
that's four fouls,
Tegan Haynes.
4 on Josie Bontrager. Well, I think that has really bore out, Steve, the bench better for Northwest. Free throw, no. Bontrager, the rebound.
Just an authoritative board, too, by Bontrager.
To Bontrager. They both have 4 fouls. Schaefer will go all the way. No. Put back. No. Schaefer, no. And Lady Cards come out with it. They run it down 3-on-3. Shannon inside. Knock away. And Northwest loose ball. And there's Schaefer. Through 2. To Bontrager. That's knocked out of bounds. That'll stay with Northwest. Well, there's no slowing it down. There's 2 minutes left, and they're still running as hard as they can at the basket.
Trailing by 13, the Cardinals should have a sense of urgency, but Northwest maybe not so much. I think Jeff Bontrager said they don't fare well when they take a foot off the gas.
Here's an open look. Tripp hits it.
Long two for Tripp.
It's a 2, 53-42. There's no reason for Northwest to shoot, and Bontrager has grabbed and a tackle with 1:39. That last shot, Steve, I don't care what your modus operandi is a bad shot. Why? You don't need it. You're up 13 with 2 minutes to go. Free throw was, what would you say that was?
Missed.
It was missed. It was ugly. It was ugly.
Coming up on 7 o'clock, WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. That's Ella Bontrager knocks down the free throw.
She hit that one, 54-42, clock running out on center. A drive, a layup miss, and another rebound for Sydney Schaefer, and she's fouled back court by.
So at the end of three, Schaefer had 9 boards, Greg, so that's at least 10. We missed one, so she's got herself a solid double-double. She's going to be getting close to a triple-double in steals, it looks like.
Free throw won't go. She'll get one more.
54-42 Northwest lead at 12.
86 seconds left. That one's good. Lead is 13. Haynes down the middle all the way and missed the shot. Schaefer's got the rebound. Bontrager.
Trying to feed into the corner, open Carson Slate.
I'm just mesmerized. This is really what happened the other night against Hamilton. Northwest never slowed the ball down, never hung on, never let the clock run. They just kept going.
6 look at the sponsorship crew again. Avery Oil and Propane tonight, family owned and operated for 40 years. Propane, fuel oil, and diesel for residential, commercial, and agricultural uses. Fair prices, fast service, and free delivery. That's the Avery promise. Serving Marshall to Dexter, Lansing to the state line. Also on for the game tonight, Amazing Auto. Window tint, remote car starters, tonneau covers, marine audio. That's right, you're trying to get your stereo system on the boat. You got to have it these days, Greg.
Absolutely.
Reflex sprayed-on bed liner, all your automotive accessories.
I think window tint's legal now.
Is it?
I think so.
Call Amazing Auto, 748-9800. They'll know.
They should know the law.
They'd better.
Or at least some.
Some of them. Most of them. Most of the rules they got. I appreciate all our sponsors tonight, Northwest Community Schools.
Both school districts, Steve. Stepped up, of course, Michigan Center and Northwest. What a great night. Great night for Jackson basketball. This is historic.
Oh, yeah, and it was a really cool event community-wide. They did a big send-off for both teams, departing from the school. Both schools took a half day so that they could get their student body out here safely.
Haynes drives, misses. Bontrager rebound foul. On Mason Shannon.
I'm looking forward to seeing that final stat line, Greg, and that shooting percentage for the Cardinals tonight, because it's just going to be bad, and I think they're going to look back and go, you know, we took some bad shots, and that's one of the reasons that we're down 13 and looking at maybe seeing the season come to an end here in the next minute and 1 second.
Bontrager at the line. Josie hit that big triple. Miss again. And not good free throw shooting down the stretch. There's a shot up and good by Mason Shannon.
After being held to just 3 points in the first half, Mason Shannon's got 11 here in the second half, including 3 3-point baskets.
Sydney Schaefer at the line, and Joe Lusk about to clear the bench here. Schaefer in and out. Five new players in for center. Including senior Mason Shannon. The only other senior that played was Brianna Wolven briefly. Free throw, good. By Schaefer. In for Northwest, Anya Hendrick.
Schaefer goes out of the game with 21 points tonight, Greg. Fantastic night for the junior for Northwest.
And we have 40 seconds. There's a three. Good. Wow. Andrea McKenzie, a sophomore, just comes in off the bench. Cold-blooded three. 30 seconds left. Mounties throw it away. And the Cards, a three, missed it. That ball is saved. There's a long bomb, no. Rebound Northwest, and they'll run the clock out. Morgan Hanchett, it's over. And the Lady Mounties will be back here tomorrow and play for the state championship, as they beat Northwest 56-47. And they led all the way, and really, Lady Cards made a nice little run for a moment with about 4 minutes left. They got it down to seven. But Josie Bontrager hit that big three that got it right back up to 10, and then a wide variety of free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, Northwest just continued to do enough to pace themselves ahead of Michigan Center. And once they were out to the lead, the Cardinals would make a little run. Got it down to, I think, six or seven at one point, Greg. And then big shots continued to come in from the Mounties again. Sydney Schaefer continued to keep the pressure on the Cardinal defense, driving to the basket. And Josie Bontrager with a couple threes in the second half. Great job on the boards by her. Led the Mounties to the victory tonight.
Well, our motto now is Go Kingsley in this nightcap. Great win for Northwest. They go to the final tomorrow, 6:15. Of course, we'll have all your action right here on 970. Around the world, WKHM.com. If you have people out of town that want to hear it, let them know. They can find it on WKHM.com. Let's take a break. We'll be back and wrap it up with Steve Boyle, 970 and 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
GOC Steve Boyle back here at Calvin College to wrap things up. If you're just dropping by, 56-47 for Northwest over Michigan Center. So they'll play tomorrow against the winner of Kingsley. They're 26-0. And Beverly Hills, Birmingham, West Bloomfield, Detroit Country Day School, 20-4. They just came out of the locker room. They look like a college football team.
Those are some height, yeah.
But you can't be intimidated. You just got to go out and play your game tomorrow, and we root for Kingsley. That's all.